Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Carroll County. We're here in beautiful, pastoral, bucolic Hampstead. I'm going to put that into my AI and see if I can get some synonyms for that. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at GBMC. I got to get a GBMC shirt, but I have plenty of Farnan and Dermer shirts. Zach Dermer is here for Farnan and Dermer. They are the comfort guys. He's made me very uncomfortable because I did not wear my Farnan and Dermer shirt. You know, I brought the blue shirt in the car for Luke, but Luke, you know, he's burly, bigger than me, so his won't fit me, but I can put the shirt. You're wearing shirt, dude.
Looking sporty. You know, you don't always have to wear the Dermer gear.
So. All right. It's Maryland Crab Cake Tour, so I have all the tickets, and I broke them all up the last tour stop I had last week. And so I've got horses. I've got Bay Bridge, not Key Bridge. I keep wanting to say Key Bridge. I got Boardwalk. Which one am I missing? I'm missing Mollusks. I'm missing Blackwater. Which one are you having?
I'm going to do Blackwater.
All right, Blackwater.
Got to check that out.
Going down the ocean, huh? Just like I'm going in August. We're all up here having a good time, and today's going to be a wild show. We're doing a crab cake tour in advance of 4th of July. We have Oriole afternoon baseball going on as we are here at Green Mountain Station. You come up anytime. The OTB's here. Terry Crowley's not here today, but he's here a lot. And I will tell you, this is one of the great sports bars, and you're going to see this at 4 o'clock when the Orioles play. This place explodes. So I'm glad I brought a lot of lottery tickets. I'm going to give them out. It's a great place to come and hang out. And I told Zach, I said, great crab cake up here. Dude, you got no excuse. Your sister lives down the road. Your nieces and nephews are down the road. You know Chris now, and you've never had a crab cake at Greenmount.
Crab cake was great. I don't think of this place as a crab cake place, but it was phenomenal. Absolutely great. And yeah. Appreciate you having me, Ness. It was a.
I met Chris 20 years ago, give or take. It's probably. Probably met him in 2005, 6, 7, in that era. And I was invited. This is back when the Ravens thought I was a real media member, as well as a celebrity. I was a celebrity chef at a Goodwill, Boys and Girls. Not Goodwill. It was Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Okay. Goodwill might have been involved too, but either way. And it was on the club level of the stadium, and we had to make our own food. So it was real chefs, of which Chris is one, real restaurants brought their food. And then they had people like me. I don't know who else did it. There were some other very low-level celebrities. I was the lowest of them, who cooked food and brought it down and served it. So I made my patented Venezuelan pork nachos. My station, I had a little chef hat. I had a picture with Captain Defense was there that night. When Captain Defense died this year, I found a picture of he and I together. Wes Henson, good man. God rest his soul. So I found these old pictures, but I had an apron, and I had my Ravens leather hat on. I looked like a biker. And my wife and I made food and served it. We plated it. On small plates, and it was one of those kind of parties. And Chris Richard from Greenmount Station was at the booth next to me. And here's what happened. I'm not lying to you. He brought the crab balls out. Yep. I had a fried crab cake today. I'm not bougie and all like young and sexy like you. Don't tell my folks. I can't believe that. I just admitted
that. You got to check those numbers. Yeah, there you go.
Shit, I just did it again. It was a small fried crab cake, Doc, I swear.
Did have broccoli as the side, so that was...
No French fries, no chips. See,
he's a good boy.
Looking out for me, my sponsors. Always looking out for me. Thank you, Zach. So these little crab balls, and he brought like five trays of them down. And the party started at like 6 to 9 or whatever. At about 6:28, he was out of crab balls, mainly because I ate like 7 or 8 of them before anybody got to load them. But he just didn't know how many people were going to be there, how popular his crab balls were going to be. I'm like, that's the best crab ball.
It's fantastic.
Give me Greenmount. You like by Greenmount Avenue? Where are you? You like by Memorial State? He's like, Greenmount Station, Hampstead. I'm like, Hampden? He's like, no, Hampstead. Yep. Like, where the hell's that? And I'm like, oh, Carroll County by Manchester. Yep. My wife's like, Manchester? I'm from Manchester. Not that Manchester. Manchester, Maryland. Manchester Valley, home of Tim Watts up here. So he had these great crab balls. And the next thing I know, he gave me his card and this and that. And next thing, he's sponsoring the show. And he's been a friend and a sponsor for almost 2 decades. And I've done my show in every room in this building. I've done it from the OTB. Yep. This is more like the lounge. This is more like the North Carroll Athletic Hall of Fame room. There's a lot of North Carroll going on here. North Carroll's now defunct. The Mighty Panthers have given way to the Manchester Valley Monarchs. What are they? I don't know. I got the name wrong. They'll kill me. But either way, we became friends, and it really was about his crab cake. So when you came up today, you're like, well, I guess I got to get the crab cake. It's a crab cake tour. I'm like, no, this is a place you want to get the crab cake. There's a million things on the menu. I had the ahi tuna, delicious. He has a lot of things. It was a good crab cake.
It was very, very
good. It
lured
me in, yeah, man, no, 20 years ago.
It was impressive. Did they put the pork nachos? They put those on the menu for you.
Well, I mean, we had an abundance of Venezuelan pork nachos, and we did the little tortilla chips so you could, you know, so you have a little scoopy doopy.
Yep.
Yeah, and a little squirt of a special barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And huge hit. Huge hit.
Sounds good.
It's my Mollo Criollo pork. I just cook it in a crock pot.
Okay.
Now, that was about three or four crock pots. We started cooking that like Saturday for the Monday event.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it went over big. It's one time in my life, my wife and I have done it. We're not cooking. Well, if you're a charity, Paula, if you call me, I'll come cook for you over Mount Washington Pediatric because Paula's there now. But she was the one that invited us, and she was Big Brother. So I met him through charity. I met him through charity, networking, community.
Yep, beautiful.
He came down to the city, and I love his place. And if you go in there when the games are on, we have World Cup knockout. He's said the crowds have been unbelievable for U.S. up here. So I'm sure it'll be nuts here for Santa Clara next week, too. So you got family up here in Carroll County, right? You do a lot of business up here, right?
Oh, yeah, we do quite a bit in Carroll County. We're 25 minutes up the road. But yeah, a lot of our guys live out this way, Manchester, Finksburg, Hampstead.
This is where they come when I scream at you in the middle of the night, my plumbing's bad.
Yeah.
You're like, Sean will get there, but he lives in Manchester.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute to get to
Towson. My tower engineer, JR, lives in Manchester.
Yep.
So when I do the show at Greenmount Station, which I love to do, everybody knows that, it's sort of home turf for Tim Watts, my former producer, for my friend Karen Faulkner, who couldn't be with us today because she's out doing what she does. But we're going to have some great guests. Casper Wells is on his way up, former big leaguer, former Towson Tiger. I don't know why he likes me, but he's from Schenectady because I know how to pronounce it. And we're going to talk some baseball. Howard Scherr, who, dude, I just had a crab cake with you. We know all the same people, man.
Yeah.
Keith Golden's going to give us a yoga class together. But, like, when you called me to sponsor WNSD, which we recommend to all business owners in the Baltimore area, you said to me, I know Howard Scherr. And I'm like, in a good way or a bad way?
No, we linked up with Howard a couple years ago because a buddy of mine from high school works for Howard. Duck Doctor. Royd works for Howard.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, we need a duck cleaning company. We don't do duck cleaning. Yeah, we'll fix your HVAC. We'll replace your HVAC. But you need to have your ducks cleaned.
You'll admit that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we linked up with Howard.
Now, listen, don't kiss Howard's ass because he's not here yet. But, like, in a general sense, the work that he does to clean out those vents keeps people like you away, basically, right?
Not necessarily, but people don't think about it. I mean, your ducks just accumulate.
Did you see all the crap he pulled out of my...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it, but I believe... I mean,
he's going to be here in a little while.
You pull some stuff out, especially with the cat and just...
Well, he's like, when's the last time you had it done? I'm like... 19, he's like, wrong answer.
Yeah, people do not, they just don't think about it. So you want to get it done, so that way you're breathing clean air. And
I feel dirty for not bringing his big mug up tonight, because I drink. Yeah. He gave me a mug that's like a big gulp.
Okay.
You know, it's like one of these giant ones. Yep. I don't put coffee in because I can't drink that much coffee.
No, you'd be
but
all over
I
the
do
place.
Put my special lemonade in there,
okay,
which isn't what you think.
Special
I have a hydrate product that
a little electrolyte.
You wonder how I do the streets of Las Vegas at 110 degrees, and I can be this physically fit when I'm only a year or two older than your 35
years. Just a couple,
you know?
Exactly.
Farnan and Dermer's here. This is Zach. He is one of our newer sponsors. They sponsor all of our sports coverage. And with Raskin, we just riff. Luke comes completely replete with notes. He's teaching a bunch of kids how to be broadcasters today. They didn't want me. They wanted him. So, I mean, he's doing better at it than me. Well, he's good at press pass. You don't. All right. Yeah. So go for it. I gave my press pass to Rob Long and the guys over 105.7. They can have my pass. But Luke's on his way up. And so we're, like, Luke is structured. You know, even at, you know, a night when Shane Boz gives up five early runs and we don't get a hit to the sixth inning, and I'm up half the night watching them, and I'm or an afternoon game here today, which we will break because at 4 o'clock, Luke goes into Oriole Mojo, and I'll be listening to Brett Hollander call the game on the way down home. Yep. So I love Brett. I do love Brett. Yeah. So I'll be listening to the game today on the way out of here. But this bar will be packed with Oriole fans. Luke's going to be all buttoned up. And, like, you run a company, and you're, like, organized. And so I put notes together today during our lunch of things that we're going to talk about before Casper Wells gets here, before Howard Scherr gets here from Duck Doctors, before Luke gets here today, that I had a list of notes. Now I just got to find the notes. Hold on. I'm so bad about this because I put it on my phone. All right. So the Green Mount Crab Cake was the first thing, and North Carroll and Tim Watts. You had a lot of employees, and I only have Luke at this point, but Tim Watts was my original ballpark guy on the field with a live phone in 1997, 98, 99. We first got the radio station, and he lives up here. He's put kids through school up here and all that. So when I drive up here, I used to come at dark because we did the night show up here.
Sure.
And I didn't really, I mean, I just take 795, make the right Gump, Glendon, boom, 26, come up here, right? And I didn't realize until Christmas time, maybe about 10 years ago, they put the Christmas lights. I'm like, this is a cute little town they have up here in Hampstead. You know, it's just like,
nice little main
street. It's nice up here. Yeah. You know, it's no wonder people come up here and live up here, you know, past that Joseph A. Bank up there, a little bypass. Yeah. And since I moved downtown, it's like 5 years, I only, from downtown to Towson, I come 83, and it's a gift to me because I do the show during the day, which you can see now, and it doesn't even matter what season it is. I've come up during Christmas. I've come up, but today was effing glorious, dude. Like, it's a summer day. It's 80 degrees.
It's beautiful out.
I rolled the windows down when I got to Shawan Road. And if you don't think I'm going to hold the horses up, even though they're the wrong horses here. They're the Assateague horses. I passed horse farms, saddling. I passed the Butler Cabin. I came up to the Black Rock. I passed all the churches. I passed construction. I passed tobacco, corn, side sales, eggs, chickens. It is such a beautiful part of our state. That's all I want to say.
Oh, it's a peaceful drive.
I had a beautiful drive up here today, and I'm looking forward to a beautiful drive home tonight.
Oh, no, it's a peaceful drive. We drive that all the time with the kids, and you know, they love seeing the horses and just, Falls Road, Tufton.
I just can't get over how beautiful. And this is nothing with the Maryland Treasures of the state or my lottery sponsor. This is the Crab Cake Tour. When I've done it, I've done it in August. And driving around this state in August, where everything's grown, all the trees are out, all the colors are out, all the manicured lawns. I mean, that's the one thing about, dare I say that they have Republican Maryland, red Maryland, the way people keep their homes on the Eastern Shore, on side roads, when you drive by, and the way Luke has to go out and mow his lawn up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good lines.
It was just a beautiful drive. So I love the city. Everybody knows that. I like doing the show. We'll be back in Catonsville. We'll be back in Dundalk and Essex. But when I get up here to Greenmount Station, I think it's good. And you guys do service all of it. Tell me what you do, and then we're going to talk some sports because I got a whole list of things because we got World Cup stories that I want to tell. Yep. And you're not a soccer goober at all, right?
No, not a soccer man. But, I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with
Why
that.
Why not?
I just never got
Young
into it.
Young people were supposed to be the people that were going to carry the torch for this.
So I think I played soccer when I was maybe like 5 years old. Very young, introduced to soccer, rec soccer. I think I broke my pinky or something. I said, oh, screw it, I'm done. And then I went to baseball.
Broke your pinky playing soccer? What'd you do?
I guess you're not supposed to touch it with your hands. I didn't know that. I have no clue. But anyways, I never...
lost.
I don't know. But I never really got into soccer. I mean, but back to what we do. Yeah, obviously, Farnan and Durham, we're heating and air guys. We'll fix your HVAC.
Plumbing.
Plumbing as well. Plumbing. I mean, you took care of Nessa's plumbing. I mean, if it's
a mess,
it's going to get hot. I mean, this morning, it was 55 degrees out this morning.
Look at the temperatures here.
I literally turned on my heated seats this morning on my way to the gym.
I paid my BGE bill
today, like you, but,
I was real happy with it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, just turned stuff off.
Yeah,
it's
been extremely mild, but the heat, the humidity, it's coming. Give us a call. We'll be able to help you out, whether it's a repair, new system.
81, 86, 77 on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh,
86.
Does not feel like
you
the end
of June. You got an 89 on Tuesday. You got
it's
a chance
coming
to get that magic 9.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we're
is there a temperature where Ish goes, hey, 85, above 85?
It's that and the humidity. I mean, it can be 80 degrees, but feel like it's 95.
I've asked you this before. What kills HVAC? You're like, yeah, a million things.
Yeah, it's just the heat, the humidity.
Just get you out once a year, blow the smoke through it, get Howard out, suck the ducts. Yep. Boom. You turn it on, it works. You turn it off, it doesn't work.
Exactly. Get yourself tuned up. Just like you go to the doctor, get a physical, check your HVAC. It'll save you a lot of money in the long run.
You know, I did a whole hot yoga piece last week with Kate Paris. You can go check that out at Baltimore Post. Just about how much, like, I like the heat and I like yoga, and I'm sitting on my little padded thing right now. Even though my back's, I took a class with Kate and my back got a little wonky. So I'm trying to sit up and okay. I feel taller on it. I feel like I'm sitting on a Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
The whole old young guy thing always works for me. Yep. So, there we go. Okay. My back's
all better.
Is it better? Fully better? I think it's better. So, anyway, we were talking about something. HVAC?
I guess HVAC being old and broken down, getting checked up on. And
yeah. Well, you just got to do it.
Yeah. You got to do it.
It's not sexy work.
No, it certainly isn't. But, hey, we're there when you need us. And, it beats being without AC, that's for sure.
My wife's out of town, and she gets home on a 90-degree day. So I will probably 86, 84, 60s at night. I might not touch that MF-er till like Tuesday around 3 o'clock next week.
Okay.
And then it goes to 77 again, 82.
Yeah. I'm thinking 4th of July once that comes in whatever that is, 2 weeks from now.
Has Trump canceled summer? I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Does this have something to do with the reflecting pool? I don't know. Maybe the temperature, the solar indicator?
It could. I
don't know.
You might be onto something.
Zach is here. So I wrote all this stuff down because we were like having a – I had a fried crab cake. Sorry, Doc. He had a broiled crab cake. Your wife will be happy about that. So will your cardiologist as well. But I took these notes and I said World Cup. This has been a crazy year for me because this weekend I started seeing all the World Cup stuff and the U.S. started playing well. And I'm not used to that. You know, I went to the World Cup in 06. We did not play well. No. In 10, did not play well. In 14, Brazil did not play well. So then we stopped qualifying until we had to, like, go get a bag of money.
Sure.
Like the Qataris and the Russians did, play on their level to get this fraudulent, mafia-laden, organized crime group that has usurped organized world soccer, put a price tag on it. I don't know who all these Ghanans that are paying $2,000 to go to games are. God bless them. They've done well in America. Yeah. They've got their children with them that they're paying $2,000.
It's good for these cities.
Eight-year-old kids flying flat. Sure. I see it all, and it's clear that the Fox cameras go out like the Masson cameras, and they try to find the three kids that are from Croatia that have a Croatian flag on them or whatever it is, or an Ivory Coast, or they know where the green country is. That plays well. I adore the World Cup. I have dedicated months of my June. One thing that you could guarantee, you're a young guy, but you know this. In June of 02, I could tell you in April of 02, the Orioles were going to suck. In June of 06, I knew.
Yeah, they were
in
deep
March
into
of 06, they were going to suck.
Deep into
in
there.
June of 12, I knew they were going to suck. 14, they were actually good.
Yeah.
But every year that there was a World Cup, I planned massive WNST events. Yep. We had viewing parties. We had soccer parties. I had Denison Cabral, who's Brazilian and a blast player, come out anytime we played Brazil.
Cool.
So I would set up all these drinking events with Guinness and beer. And this is before the cannabis thing and back when there weren't 100,000 local beers and all of that. I haven't fully immersed in this one, and it's down the street.
Yeah.
And I've encouraged my wife to go party with the Germans in Foxborough on Monday. Yep. I'll admit this, because the Orioles game was late night on Tuesday night. I put the World Cup match on Tuesday. It was the first match I've watched.
Okay.
So I didn't watch either of the U.S. games.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-U.S. I am anti-Trump in a big way, but I'm not anti-soccer. I love soccer. I am anti-FIFA because they're criminals. I mean, that's clear. I don't like what they've done to the fans and the way they've charged the fans. I don't like what our country has done to people who look like me or worse, the Uruguayan team getting shaken down at the border, having Somalian judges or referees not allowed. Like, the political side of this is gross. The gouging side of it is gross. The usurping of it the way the Saudis usurped golf, the blood money, the sports washing, and the gouging, and where the money goes. It's one more thing in sports that, for me, they've wrecked it.
Yeah, they've wrecked
the World Cup. Now I will watch. It's Switzerland. We have knockout games. I have every day gone on my app to see who's won and lost.
Yeah.
But I just
can't tune in constantly.
I just haven't just wanted hard. To give it.
Yeah.
And you know what I noticed watching on Tuesday night, and this is other than how crazy Fox everything about Fox is, but because I just try not to. They've wrecked our world. They literally wrecked our world. I can't believe I met Rupert Murdoch once and shook his hand. Like I want that back.
Yeah. Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I want the Darren Sharper picture back. I want the Jared from Subway segment back.
Yeah, that.
I want the Dr. Oz segment. There's some things I want back.
Yeah.
But the picture with George Bush, I'm happy with. I mean, there's some things I'm okay with that. I'm good with my Larry Hogan stuff. Yeah. But not political. It's the day after election. But the thing about the FIFA thing is, you know, I spent thousands of dollars in 06 going over to Europe with a bum knee. I had to get cut on. Great memories in Kaiserslautern with my wife going to Italy. I found all of my videos yesterday. Yesterday, I watched for the first time the videos of me in Dortmund as a 37-year-old wearing a Sweden jersey, my wife holding a camera on me drinking a beer, thanking John Dow and Joan from Winter, thanking my sponsors for getting me tickets and giving me this incredible experience. And little did I know the guy who had saved my wife's life was parking cars a mile away.
That's crazy.
Your age, a kid, during the World Cup in 06. So the 06 year is a year where I chased the Stones around Brazil and U2 around Argentina, and then I went to the World Cup, and then I had the worst knee surgery of my life 20 years ago this week, and I couldn't walk the rest of the summer, and we did free the birds in September of 06. So
a lot going on.
06 was like this huge year, but I think I watched these videos of me giving FIFA money, being in Germany, being in Amsterdam with my wife 20 years ago. She's blonde. We're young. We're beautiful. We're at the games with our friends. We're wearing our USA jerseys. We had little flags. We sang the national anthem. I have video of all of it.
That's cool.
In Gelsenkirchen against Czech Republic, Trinidad, Sweden, I saw in Dortmund. And then the U.S. and Italy and Kaiserslautern, which I haven't found the videos of that yet. I'm looking on the hard drives, right? So, I mean, I love the World Cup. I mean, 02, I told you a story a little while ago. The girl I was dating in 02 was an Olympic athlete, and she was in town from Minnesota, and she went to the Hubcap Inn with me to watch the Poland win. Yep. She wasn't with me the day the Germany, when we lost, got outed, but when we won a 16 game, I mean, like,
that's it was. A big deal.
How old were you? Do you?
In 02? So
you didn't have any friends making you watch soccer as a 12-year-old? No?
No, we were baseball all the way through and football.
You didn't even notice what was going on?
No, I guess pretty naive. I don't know.
I mean,
I got to tune in more.
As a kid from Dundalk, other than in like 86, and if I. John Eisenberg, my dear friend, he covered the 86 World Cup with Maradona in Mexico. Okay. He was at all those games. I was at the paper. Those games weren't even like on TV.
Yeah.
Like they weren't even on like via satellite. You know what I mean? Like you had to go to a special place. You had to know somebody to go. Like the World Cup has come so far, and it's right here.
Yeah, maybe I'll get into it.
My buddy Dave Rather, that owns Mother's, was in Philadelphia for the France-Iraq game the other night. My dear friend Ron Cassie, editor from Baltimore Magazine, was at the Ivory Coast Ecuador game last week. He said he ate some great food with the Ecuadorians. I don't doubt that. So he was going to come by today, but he couldn't come by. Because I just wanted, like, I only know, two people that I know and like in my world have been to World Cup games this week.
Yeah, nuts.
But not many.
No.
Not many. I mean, really not many. Pete Carinci was supposed to, he's coaching kids. He hasn't been to a game either.
Yeah.
And we all wanted the games here. This would have been a hell of a different week.
Oh, how cool would that, yeah.
If
oh,
we would have gotten the bid instead of Boston.
Yep. Oh, it would have been different.
Those Scotland people would have been here. Yep. I mean, come on.
I would have tuned in, I think. If it was, you know, not the Philly so far away, but I would have tuned in a little bit more.
Can I tell you a Bisciotti story that is, really speaks to his arrogance and his flippance?
Please.
Because he was smoking a cigar when he did it, the whole thing. Because a lot of my stories with Steve either involve alcohol or cigars. And always involve no socks for him, usually. And I don't wear socks now either to honor him. Steve, I don't wear socks to honor you. I'll get plugs later.
Boy, that's why it stinks in here.
Yeah. Well, no, my shoes are on. That's fine. I washed them. I washed them on Sunday because it was cool out. I washed everything this weekend, including my Farn and Dermer shirt. I laundered. I couldn't wear it. It's still in the...
Okay, yeah. I got to get you some more.
Bisciotti still thought I was a media member and a PSL holder and a fan of his team and a supporter of his franchise in every way possible. At this particular point, do you remember when they brought Ronaldinho in here for that game when Man City came and played Chelsea? Big game, okay? Yeah. You can look it up on my time. It's probably... It's before my wife had cancer, so maybe 10 or 11, 9, 10, 11.
Okay.
We had the first big friendly. Ronaldinho is one of the biggest stars in the world, played Brazil, right?
Yep.
Chelsea was in, a big team, right? Big supporters in Fellas Point, Solanche, all that stuff, Danny Cooper's. And I went to the game that night. I mean, I had World Cup fever.
Okay.
This was going to be the first step that when the World Cup came to America, we would have the games, right?
Yeah.
That's no bullshit. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That was... Dude, it was a $250 get-in on a very early version of StubHub then.
Yeah.
Downtown, watch, put my name in YouTube and put Soccer M&T Bank or whatever, Baltimore, Ronaldinho, Brazil, Chelsea, put that in. I made a video that night that's up on YouTube. You can find it. And the city was on fire.
Yeah.
It was on fire. It wasn't like the messy thing where there were empty seats and Sashi Brown lied about how many people were there. They lied about their attendance. The Ravens lied about the attendance for them, but they did. They lied about it. I was there when it was really, really sold out that night. And it was magical,
cool. Just
dude. I mean, Brazilian, just people didn't know where to park. People had never been to Baltimore. It was like a Billy Joel concert. And it was a mess, but it was awesome.
It was great for the city.
It was awesome, man. And I saw Bisciotti soon thereafter. I don't know exactly when it was. You'd have to tell me. The friendly probably happened in June or July. Maybe it was even in August. It was a summer. It was a nice night. It was a summer friendly. And after that, I saw Bisciotti. And I remember vividly, I was on the backfields in Owings Mills in the new complex. It wasn't at an owner's meetings. It was like I was out on the field with him. And I said, hey, that soccer match. It was right after I did Free the Birds. He loved Free the Birds, by the way. He told me he did. I mean, he pulled me up. He said he thought I did a respectful thing.
Yeah.
He said he thought I represented the fans.
It needed to be done, yeah.
It needed to be done. So there you go. So that's how he felt about it. So it was in that era where we had those kind of we had a lot of conversations, Steve Bisciotti and I, including on my couch. He said to me, sort of like a prom. Have it once a year, people will come. I don't think people will come. What I was asking him about was bringing a team here. Huh. Having the Baltimore Poets be the soccer team in the MLS.
Sure.
Right? That was my ask was, hey, why wouldn't you own a team knowing it could lead to us getting a World Cup here?
Yeah.
I had just come back from Germany. Speaking of Ed Hale, can I talk about Ed Hale for a minute?
Yeah.
You know he was in the soccer business, right? Still in the soccer business. When I came back from the World Cup in Germany, if you haven't heard me tell Raskin the story about the dinner, the Billy Joel dinner, and getting the free tickets for the Italy-US game, go check that piece out. But this is an adjunct to that. My wife and I flew into Zurich, Switzerland from Amsterdam during the German World Cup in 06 to go to the game. We had a friend in Zurich. We stayed the night. Drove back into Germany, into the Rhineland, to see the U.S. play Italy. It was a $2,500. It was a Super Bowl ticket.
Oh.
It was like that much money to get in. And this guy from Philips TV, Paul Simonetti, gave my wife and I two free tickets because I bumped into him at a dinner in Manhattan over a dessert.
That's cool. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
All we had to do was pay the money to fly from Amsterdam down, get a room for 3 days,
awesome,
and fly out of Frankfurt instead of out of Amsterdam. We flew Frankfurt to Amsterdam and then flew home.
Sure.
So I had to reroute some stuff, couple hundred, $500, whatever it was. I got free tickets for the biggest game of the tournament, right? It was a tie, by the way. McBride, Bloody Head, Kaiser Slaughter, and all Italian fans. Me and my wife are the only Americans there. It was great. So it was 20 years ago this week that that game happened. And when we landed in Zurich, Switzerland, we stayed in downtown. It's old town. Zurich's one of the great cities in the world, one of the most beautiful places on earth. And they had an entire downtown, like a harbor place. They don't have a harbor, but they had a square.
Sure.
And it was all World Cup. Televisions, beer, food, all Swiss, all red and white. And when we landed, they were playing. So we saw 28,000 people in a square partying for their team. And Jen and I were like, just coming from Amsterdam, where every night the square was full of Brazilians, Argentinians, whoever was playing,
it was there.
They were partying in Amsterdam, and everybody was partying in Amsterdam, buying hookers, weed, and then going into Germany for their team's game. So there were thousands of Brazilians based in Amsterdam who couldn't get into the games, that were just hanging out in Europe waiting for the knockout games because they're Brazil and they didn't need to worry about playing Haiti.
It's preseason.
Right, right. Yeah. So Europe was on fire in the summer of 06. And I'm walking around that knee flap. Oh, my God. Like, I got stabbed every 20 feet I walked on that trip. And I found all the videos. So I'm going to put those up this week as the U.S. gets through because it was so – it's so – I went to Germany to get the U.S. through like they did in 02. It's like an Oriole World Series. Still waiting. Yeah. Here we are. Yeah, still waiting. It's here this time. And it's so corrupt that I'm freaked out by it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm literally freaked out by it. And in normal space, I would have said, when the World Cup comes to America, I'm going to go to this game and that game, and I'm going to budget $5,000, and I'm going to do this. $5,000 wouldn't even get me into Philadelphia. Yeah. Like, so it's insane what they're – just in a general sense, but how much I loved it. I came back from Europe in 06, and my wife will attest to this, and anybody that knew, any of my employees knew this, anyone around me knew this, I'm sure I said it on the radio, I dreamed of turning the Inner Harbor into a soccer place that Seattle eventually became. I said, Baltimore has a soccer history and a heritage, so I went to Bisciotti because he's got money. I went to Ed Hale because he was perceived as having money. I went to Ed Hale because he had a soccer team. I went to every soccer person I knew. I went to Dave Johnson, talk about the United. I had meetings. I set up literal meetings with Ed Hale and people that had influence. Martin O'Malley was the governor then. So I set up things. Sheila was the mayor. I didn't bother with her. But my thought was Baltimore could be what I saw in Europe in 06. And that eventually we would get a World Cup here, and maybe Baltimore could be a BFD. A BFD. We could get two games. Washington gets two. We get two. We'd have tourists. And it goes back to my Mike Messina story, which I told the other day to Raskin, about the crazy Norwegian fans. And he doesn't know anything about soccer, and you don't know anything about soccer, and I know a very little bit about, but you do know the Norwegian fans took over Times Square. You do know they were doing the whole row. Like, that's the shit that was going on down at Hooters in 1994 with Messina and I, who were nerds like you and me, and saying, what are these weirdos doing all dressed up taking over the city at midnight? Well, they were World Cup fans from Norway.
Yeah.
Or as they say, Nirve. So we're seeing that in America now, and I'm like a lost puppy dog worrying about AI, and I just don't have 14 hours. I'll say this. Tuesday night I put the game on, and here's what I realized. I can have the volume down a little bit. I don't do that to Masson because I like Ben and Jim. I like listening to them, and I even stop and start when I feed my cat. I'll take a break. I'll pause the game. I'll get a cone, pause the game, get a beer, pause the game. So I'm a pauser in that I'm not a live tweeter anymore because who cares? So I have a radio show to handle all that, and social media. I realized with the World Cup, I was watching England, and at the end, Harry Kane had a shot that was high, and there was a header, and like England's trying to put the press on, and they're take the piss out of Trump if they win. So I'm all about England, Scotland, I'm with you, mates. So I'm watching it, and I'm realizing, oh, anytime anything exciting happens in a soccer match, stop it, rewind it, and just watch it again.
Watch it again, yeah.
Right, like literally. Yeah. So it can be filler. It can be like white noise.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna watch because I'm getting reeled in a little bit.
Yeah, at this point, I guess it's getting interesting. Maybe,
but
maybe
I love I'll tune it. In. I naturally cool. love yeah, ties. When I put it on and I see a corner and England's got a corner in the 76th minute and it's a nil, stuff stops getting done.
Yeah,
my work stops getting. I suddenly my laundry doesn't get done from Farnan and Dermer, and I don't get to wear the shirt.
There you go.
But soccer can be good like that. Yeah. It can be backgroundless. But it's over in a month.
Yep.
I'm just disappointed at sport. I'm disappointed at politics and sport and money. And I don't.
Well, I feel the same way with golf, and we haven't even really talked about it too much.
Where are you with the golf thing?
I mean, I love golf. It's definitely my favorite sport, and I used to be such a loyal watcher and PGA Tour or whatever. I don't know if it's a combination.
Every weekend built
around every
it?
Weekend. No, I mean, not built. Not like
sunset on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm
tuned in.
Okay.
But with Liv, I mean, that really kind of, it just pulled apart.
The fabric
of the game. And obviously the whole concept with PGA Tour is having the best players play every single week or having the best players at the best venues. And when you separate the best players and the money from the, it's just,
I think it's hard because of the Saudi Arabians taking journalists like me and with bone saws and killing them.
Yeah,
that's not an aside. That is the effing lead. That's That should be it. That should be dropped.
Live is
that should be it, right?
Yeah.
But all that being said, if I'm being fair the day after an election, and I am in a Republican county for sure, a red county, I would say that if you were to say that a football league would start up in the 60s and a bunch of really rich cats would get together and just keep Joe Namath out of the NFL – and pay him a bunch of money, that would have been that. If you would say that a bunch of rich guys in 1983 would create a USFL, Donald Trump being one of them, that would then buy Doug Flutie and buy Herschel Walker, that you would have the same concept, right?
Yeah.
The ABA buying Julius Erving and, that's competition. But when it's coming from Saudi Arabian blood money...
Yeah, competition's okay, but not...
They really knew where they were going with rich people around the world, the kinds of people that would want to overthrow governments, the kind of people that Elon Musk and his group would want to associate with, and people, quite frankly, that may have been racist from the beginning that would be willing to look the other way on all of it. But much like Musk buying Twitter, he didn't buy it to make it great. He bought it to destroy it. Liv bought golf to destroy it. There was never any thought that people were going to download their app and watch eight golfers that basically took up way too much money to go and play in their own little USFL, right?
Yeah.
Like literally.
That whole league is just it's impossible to watch. Yeah, I'm kind of a traditionalist with
golf.
No one's watching it. Golf, one of the beautiful things about it is if you don't play well, you don't get paid. Yeah, obviously these guys are multimillionaires and they're doing
Danny
okay.
Danny Wiseman, my Hall of Fame bowler buddy, would say the same thing.
Yeah,
we go every week. We bowl for money. If we don't bowl well, we don't make money.
Exactly. I mean these
we
guys.
We don't cash a check, as we would say, right?
Exactly. And not like any of these guys. I mean,
everybody that's ever loved golf like that. That's what they say they loved about watching golf is that, unlike this Samuel Bassaio who's already paid or whatever.
Yeah.
Casper, see, I got big league ball players here. Come on, man. We'll make room for you. Unlike these ball players get guaranteed contracts, golfers got to sing for their supper.
Yeah.
Bowlers sung for their supper. Who else sing for their supper? Tennis players.
Yeah, all individual sports.
But I don't know. Once sponsorships came out and once I got Farnan and Dermer, the show doesn't need to be any good. It's got a sponsor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to worry about that.
Exactly.
I'm going to get Casper in a minute. Well, you want to take a break?
Sure. I'm good. What you tell me?
Well, we're going to turn to baseball because we haven't even done that yet.
Yeah.
But you finish your thought, and then I'll take a break.
Yeah, no, I mean, just, the whole thing with golf and FIFA, I mean, just, that's why baseball and football.
They're corrupt. They're mafia.
Yeah.
But I might watch next week. I might.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was.
I still tune in for golf.
I was so immersed in soccer,
sure.
Right? And, I mean, I took months planning 2010 to go to South Africa, and we were going to go for sure. Yeah. And Budweiser was going to get me tickets. Face value for those tickets that I got from Bud, they were like a good football game. You know, like if I looked at my ticket prices, I paid for my tickets the first two games I went to. And, you know, it was a buck and a half or 200. You know,
it
was like a price, but it wasn't $30, but it wasn't $800.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it wasn't even like $450. It wasn't even like... an expensive McCartney ticket. It was an afterthought to go to Europe. I mean, the tickets were, I bought two strips in 06. You know, there might have been $2,000 worth of tickets, but that didn't feel outrageous against a Ravens ticket. No. Or so. And it was World Cup games.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel bad about it.
Yeah, find a value.
But this $2,500 to see Messi play. I mean, come on, stop.
Yeah, it's a little much.
All right, we'll take a break. We're done with soccer. You can come back now. We'll do baseball. Casper Wells is here. You are the visionary of the year, correct? Is that correct? You were? No?
Runner up.
Still a visionary to me. Casper Wells is here from Towson and from Heller-Cowitz. He's here to talk some baseball. We're at Greenmount Station. He's had a crab cake. I've had a crab cake. Casper's going to get a crab cake. Howard Scherer's coming by from Duck Doctors. He's getting a crab cake. And Luke, whenever these kids get done wearing him out at the sports broadcasting camp, you know, Luke hasn't taught kids in long. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's a Sunday school teacher. Though. I got to find out. But he is the deacon at his church. But I don't think he teaches kids anymore. He gave that up when I had him babysit kids out in Owings Mills instead these days. Yeah, exactly. But Luke will be here doing some baseball, so we're going to have a great day. It's Greenmount Station. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our partners at GBMC. And so comfortable, he's on the set here in Hampstead. The comfort guy, Zach Dermer's here. You can find them at 410-367-7777. And we're back for more at Greenmount Station. We'll talk some big league ball with Casper and Zach right after this. Stay with us.